Welcome back to Off the Record, an official podcast of the Fordham Observer. I'm your host, Morgan Johnson, and today I'm joined with
Sukriti,
Shelby,
Anicia,
and Abby from Fun and Games.
Okay, so today, guys, we're going to be going through Am I the Asshole threads on Reddit and getting our reactions. I haven't even read them, so we're going to be getting our raw reactions and determining if they're assholes or not. Okay, so the first one we're going to do is titled, Am I the Asshole for Pretending to Get Fired When Customers Get a Temper with Me? Okay, so I am a high schooler with a weekend job at a coffee shop. My coworkers who work weekends are James, the owner's son. He goes to my school. He's a shift manager, but it's not a real formal thing. He's a friendly guy. Danielle, a college student who sometimes works weekends too. So sometimes customers will come in and just be angry about such little stuff, like literally blow up about nothing. I don't know if they're in a bad mood already and looking for someone to take it out on or what, but it's a lot. Or have to be a grown-ass man taking your anger out on high school and college kids. So James and I were joking about having a little fun with them and hopefully getting them off our backs. So one day I was at work and some guy was having a temper tantrum about how we don't make the coffee hot enough, which I couldn't do a thing about because I gave it to him right out of the machine. So James came in and was like, "Sir, is there a problem here?" And the guy started ranting at him too. So he was just like, "Oop, this is unacceptable. You're fired." I started acting real sad, like, "No, please don't fire me. My family needs money. I need this job, please." And he played up being a hard ass, telling me to take off my apron and leave. The angry guy started to backtrack, like, "It isn't that big of a problem. You don't have to fire her over it. I didn't mean it." And James was like, "No, we pride ourselves on the best customer service." Of course, after all the drama, I still had my job. We were just acting, and we've done it a couple times whenever a customer will lose their temper at Danielle or I. James will storm in and fire us. And almost every time, the person who had come in angry will apologize and say that they didn't mean it. It's kind of satisfying making people realize their actions might actually have consequences. Anyway, I was telling my friend from school about this, and a few of them thought it was a mean prank to let someone go away thinking they'd gotten someone who desperately needed the money fired. Am I the asshole for this joke? What are your guys' thoughts?
Absolutely not. That is so fun. Oh my god. I want to be there when it happens.
I feel like no. I feel like this is the way that we train society to not yell at teenagers who are just trying to make minimum wage and like buy a car. Like, I feel like this is how we condition people to not do that, and then if it like stays with them the rest of their life, then that like mission accomplished.
They're so righteous for this. I love it. I love the idea of it. And yeah, exactly, like this just teaches people that their actions have consequences, and maybe they shouldn't be, it puts things into perspective that they shouldn't be yelling at teenagers at a coffee shop.
Yeah, I totally agree with everyone else. I think that this is a great move, honestly, because it's ultimately like a harmless prank. Like, who would this be hurting? And I think it teaches people to have some perspective. Like, I've worked barista jobs, and they can be crazy and not a ton of fun. And also, the other thing is, people should not be getting this worked up about a mistake in a coffee. These customers are way overreacting, and I think they kind of deserve to be put in their place. Like, I don't know what this particular person's coffee shop is like, but when I worked at a Starbucks, like, literally somebody could be like, "Oh, you made my drink wrong. Can you remake it?" And then the baristas will be like, "Yes," because it's Starbucks and it's huge and they can easily do that. So all you have to do is be a polite person if you want something a little bit different. And if you're not being a polite person, then yeah, I think you deserve to kind of be shown that your actions have consequences.
If anything, I think the next time they do this, I think they need to amp up like the campiness and make it really like really sad. Make the person feel really bad. Maybe make them cry or something. I think that'll be way more fun. I think you guys need to do it like once a week. Plan it out, like plan the whole skit. Yeah, I think you guys need to go way more over the top. Don't keep it subtle at all, because that's just not fun. Okay, next one. Would I be the asshole for refusing to stop cooking bacon in my kitchen due to my teenage daughter's vegan lifestyle? Dad here, old fart, loves his daughter to pieces, but I'm struggling to see eye to eye with my teenager and wife on this one. We've always been a meat-eating family. We live in the rural Midwest, and bacon for breakfast is pretty much a given. This year, my 14-year-old daughter decided to go vegan. and I jumped on her support team with enthusiasm. We learned how to substitute ingredients, cook new things, try new things. I adjusted our budget to include more expensive vegan substitutes for her, etc. None of these have been a problem for me until recently. She saw me cook bacon in a pan, and then I rinsed it out to load in the dishwasher. She exploded in anger. Teen years, I'm not too fussed about the anger explosion. I know she doesn't mean it. And said that that was her pan for vegan food. I was completely floored and said, kiddo, this here is a family pan, older than you. It's not your pan. She asked me to purchase her a pan that she can solely use for vegan food. I didn't want her to feel weird about food, so I said sure, and she ordered a few colorful ones that are only for her. The reason they're colored is so it helps me remember that I'm not to touch them unless I'm cooking vegan. That wasn't good enough. Now apparently the dishwasher is contaminated with animal products and the fridge has bacon grease fingers on it because I eat bacon and then touch the fridge, and she asked me and her mom to completely stop eating meat at home. I don't mean I literally touch the fridge with my greasy bacon hands because I wash my hands, but it's clearly enough that it upsets my daughter. Frankly, I'm on team hell no. Her mom is much more amenable and strongly wants me to consider taking our daughter up on their request. My wife's reasoning is that both our parents live close, so we could eat meat products there, and she doesn't want our daughter to feel uncomfortable in the kitchen. My daughter says she's fine with cheese and butter in the fridge, but it's specifically meat products that make her feel sick. Now, I'm sorry for her, but I feel like she needs to adapt and live side by side, because I'm not going to stop eating bacon in my own house. You know, for this father, I'm on his side, because girl, I think college is going to be a rude awakening for you, because girl, meat products are everywhere. Like, not everybody wants to be vegan. And you're worried about the fridge, the bacon grease on girl.
Please. No, literally, I was just about to cover that, because it's like she might have like a genuine like fear of something, because it's like that needs to be addressed. And also, like, unless there was like a religious reason, like, it's literally, like, the pan was okay, but the not eating meat is crazy. And, like, I get that you're vegan, but seriously, like, that's not how the real world works.
As the residential former vegan here, I have been through this. My parents are meat eaters. Well, I eat meat now, not red meat. But my parents are Black, and they set boundaries. And they were not going to just let me dictate what was on the dinner table, or, you know, what we ordered out, or, you know, who cooked what. You know, my mom was always very accommodating for me and, like, was willing to make things for me and, like, cook things separately. But I was not going to have the power to be able to dictate what was in the fridge. I think it's nice that, you know, the father got, you know, the daughter her own pans, but, you know, trying to control everybody else's diet is just not going to work, especially because she's living in their house. Like, you know, the fact that they're feeling like they need to go to their, like, parents' house to be able to eat what they want when they're paying the bills. Like, if she wants to, you know, be in such a meat-free environment, then she should pack her bags and, like, I'm sorry, like, she's how old? Like, 16? Like, 14? Like, she's not even, like, mentally developed yet. Like, she, you know, like, she's just probably in that stage. Like, I'm really thinking about what I was like. You know what I'm saying? Like, the PETA videos got to me, guys. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I loved the baby chicks. I really did. Like, those protests, like, where they would, like, show those videos out in public really did something to me. But, like, you know, I obviously came out of it, and I'm more rational. I'm more rational now.
It's just a phase, man. It's just a phase.
Very much pro dad right here, because, like, good for him. He was being supportive. They were being nice. They got the pans for her. And I feel like 14-year-olds are so delusional. And I feel like that's what's happening here. She's just like, she's 14. She's probably developing a complex about meat and, like, saving the world probably or something, because everything's ending when you're 14. So I feel like that's what's going on. But, like, they just need to remind her, like, hey, there's meat everywhere. You're made of meat. I would remind her of that every single day at the dinner table. I'd be like, hey, Katie, you're made of meat.
Yeah, I also am pro this guy. I don't think he would be the asshole for refusing to stop this. When you read the title and then started to read it a little bit, I was skeptical. I was honestly like, this might be one where I agreed that the poster is the asshole. But the more I was hearing it, I was thinking of like solutions of like how they could solve things. And he was solving those things. He and his wife were supportive of their daughters, you know, being vegan. And then he helped out a lot with like food substitutes. And then he even bought her her own pans. He accommodated her request for her own pans. So it sounds like he was making efforts to meet her halfway and compromise. And I do think that she should do the same in this situation. I get, you know, your own pans, whatever, but like the dishwasher, it washes. There's a lot of water and soap spinning around in there. Like it kind of cleans itself out too. So anyways, yeah, I think it sounds like he's been really, really supportive, and I don't think he should have to compromise. Cause also being vegan is a personal choice. Like you can't dictate what other people around you are doing, especially if you're a 14-year-old child. I'm not always the biggest fan of like the, you know, you don't pay for this house, you don't pay for your own food. In this case, yeah, she's not paying for that house, she's not paying for that food. If she wants to be vegan, she can make her choices to do that, but she can't tell her parents what to do in a situation like this. So yeah, he would not be the asshole.
Team dad here. Okay, next post. Am I the asshole for walking out of the airport when I saw my husband's mom standing there with her luggage? I, female, 30 years old, I don't have the best relationship with my husband's mom. Since day one, she tried to make remarks and compare me to her. She then tried to get on my good side and started overly praising everything I do and sometimes even copying me, like that one time when she literally dyed her hair purple, just like mine, and when everyone pointed out how ridiculous she looked, she actually blamed me and accused me of trying to make a joke out of her. So anyways, my husband and I took 2 weeks off work to go visit some places out of the country. Tourism, in other words. Thing is, I was the one who saved up for and arranged for the trip. My husband was responsible for booking the tickets. My husband's mom wanted to come along and threw temper tantrums when I said no. She called, texted, sent people to talk to me into letting her come, even threatened to call the police and make some complaint up to get us to stay if she can't come. My husband said we should just take her, but I told him he was wrong to tell her about the trip in the first place. He gave me an ultimatum, said he wouldn't go if she can't come, and I told him I'd gladly call his bluff, which made him take his words back and say, fine, I will tell her to stop it because we won't take her. Things got quieter, suspiciously quieter, the day the trip came and we got to the airport at 2 p.m. My husband was walking ahead of me and was looking left and right like he was looking for someone. I asked him, but he didn't respond. He led me to the waiting area, and the first thing I saw was his mom standing there with her luggage. I froze in my spot. I felt a cold wave washing over me, and I was fuming inside. She and my husband were hugging. That's when I quietly turned around and started walking towards the exit. My husband followed me while shouting at me to stop. He tried to stop me, but I told him off in the harshest way possible. He tried to say I was overreacting, that this was his mom, was there anyways, and I should let it go and not mess the trip up for us. I told him he and his mom could still go and I was going home. I went home and sobbed into my dog's fur for several minutes. Turned out he booked her ticket without me knowing. An hour later, he came home yelling and raging about how pathetic and spiteful I was to walk out and go home and ruin the trip last minute. I told him he caused this to happen. He said I was being so hard on his mom, it's ridiculous. I refused to fight anymore, but he kept on berating me, then called my family to tell them that the trip was canceled and it was because of me. My family said I shouldn't have ruined it for myself and I should have sucked it up and done my best to enjoy. Did I really overreact?
First of all, no. First of all, I wish you could have seen everyone's faces in here. It's like absolutely flabbergasted. Second, I think she should be an author because storytelling is off the charts. Third, her husband, she needs to divorce her husband and his mother need to go to therapy. And her husband sounds like a narcissist.
Yeah, girl, leave him. That's just all I can say. I feel like mama's boys like that, or even just partners who aren't going to listen to you when you say that you're not going to enjoy something and it was something that you're going to do together, and then they just go and do something that's going to immediately ruin that for you. Like, I agree with what was just said. That was really narcissistic. And it honestly reminds me of this TLC show called Smothered, where like it's mom and daughters who can't, like, they're inseparable and like they twin and stuff. But like the point is, it's like an obsession. Like, you can't do anything without that person. And I feel like maybe he was coddled too much. You know, the fact that he won't even defend his wife when the mom is trying to take jabs at her, you know, that just goes to show that he's never going to have her best interest at heart. And I feel like it's just going to get more and more toxic as the relationship continues. And clearly it already has been. So, girl, we love you.
Run, do not walk. Hell hath no fury like a mother-son duo that just like won't go away. And this goes for everyone. Don't marry someone if you're not going to get along with your in-laws. Like, you see the signs before you get married and say your vows. So just don't risk it. Run away. I don't care how much you love this person. If you have to compete with their mom, it's not it.
Yeah. Also, you should be with someone who's like making choices that show that they're choosing you. But yeah, I agree. I think that this poster was not the asshole in this situation. It's a really infuriating situation. It's also a very sad situation. Like, I kind of just feel sad for that mother and the son, because I think the mother should have enough respect for her son to let him go on like a trip with his wife. Like, that's a husband-wife trip is very different than a husband-wife mother-in-law trip. Those are very, very different vibes of trips. And I'm not saying that, you know, you shouldn't do a husband-wife mother-in-law trip. I'm just saying you want to be planning for a husband-wife mother-in-law trip. Like,
yeah. Also, like, it's her money. She paid for the entire trip. Like, she was nicer than me. I would have taken those like tickets and ran. Like, that's crazy. He booked a ticket for his mother without telling the person who was paying for it. Like, that's some serious boundary crossing.
Can we also address the fact that like he called her family, yeah, and right, said, like, that's some Freud stuff. Like, I feel like Freud was right. Like, you know, when I was in AP psych in high school, like, I was like, but the more that like I live, like, he was kind of onto something. Like, he was, because the fact, like, all that keeps ringing in my head is just like the golden word narcissist. Like, the fact that he felt the need to go behind her back and go to her family because he felt like his family wasn't being included. And it's like, we can have a balance here, we can talk about these things, but I just think that's evil.
I think it's just really uncomfortable to like include your family in marital relations anyways, because like it's weird to go to your mom and be like, my wife isn't doing this. Like, what, how does that conversation go? Would you tell your mom about any of this? Would you tell your father? Let me stop.
It's really giving, I don't know if there are any Sex and the City fans out there, but it's really giving Charlotte and Trey, right? Yeah. That was his name, her like first husband. Uh-huh. And his mom was like this. Like, I could totally see this happening in this situation. And every time they interacted on that show, I was like, ugh, and I got the same reaction from this.
And this man needs to run, because crazy family, get out. Like, run for the hills. Run, 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 run.
And like, crazy family is one thing, but the fact that he's not doing anything about it. Like, it's one thing if you marry somebody and their family is messed up and they're like, my family is messed up, like, I love you, you know, I'll help you. Like, he was not sticking up for his wife. He was not doing anything. So yeah, crazy family is one thing. Maybe be aware, but especially if your partner is not sticking up for you.
Next post is, am I the asshole for doing weird/awkward poses whenever my mother-in-law accidentally walks in on me in the bathroom?
What? On multiple occasions?
Hold on. You know what? Let's read the post, guys. So my mother-in-law, I'm a gal, by the way, well, came to stay with us for a few weeks till her home got renovated for Christmas. The problem is that she has been randomly walking in on me while I'm in the bathroom. Thankfully, not once has she seen me naked, because I started picking up on her behavior after the second time in a week. She barged in, then turned and says, oh, I'm sorry, then closes the door. I tried talking to my husband about it, but he kept ignoring me, then flat out said, so, what if she accidentally sees you naked? She's family! He seriously said that.
We have a lock, and I could have used it, but I have past trauma from the idea of being locked slash like locked in a room after my brother locked me in the bathroom when I was 5. So I came up with this idea. I'd go inside the bathroom pretending to use it and wait for her to come, because honestly, it's deliberate at this point. When she accidentally barges in, she sees me in a weird slash awkward position. For example, doing a ballet stand, standing on the toilet, or facing the wall with my hands up,
fully clothed, of course.
I could see how awkward and weird this would be for her, because she'd stand there for a few seconds trying to figure out what I was doing. It was hilarious, at first seeing her initial confusion, but she told my husband about it, claiming she's caught me practicing rituals in the bathroom. I cleared things up and revealed the reason why. My husband was livid. He called me childish and said that I made his mom feel terrified slash weirded out by my behavior. He said I should have acted maturely and locked the damn door instead of playing mind games. Okay, he's in the wrong, you're in the right, because one, you've told him, and you just told us that you have trauma from being locked in the bathroom. That's serious. Like, especially when you're 5, like, you're little, lights might have been off, like, that's scary. And now he's angry at you? His mother keeps walking in on you. Like, that's crazy. That's odd. Like, she's the problem.
Yeah, there's just so much to unpack.
I just keep imagining, because the way that the story sounds is that, like, they were preparing for the for the mother-in-law to come in. Like, how do you have that much time to set up to, like, stand on the toilet? Like, it's not like you can, you know, hear a door open and then hop up on the toilet, because then the mom-in-law is just going to see them, like, jumping onto the toilet, and then it's obviously not a ritual. But, like, it's almost like, is it a certain time at this point? Like, I'm not questioning this person. It's weird. Like, the mom-in-law is weird. Like, you know, I know some families are just, like, comfortable being around each other naked, which we can also, like, hello? Or at least just, like, more comfortable with each other in terms of, like, you know, if we're both girls or whatever, which, again, like, boundaries. I don't know. That husband needs a reality check.
I feel like the way she knows is because, like she said, second time in a week. This happens with such frequency that she has it down to a system. And I recognize game, because that's insane. But still, like, same verdict as the last story. You need to run. Divorce time, because if your husband sides with his mom, when the mom is running into the bathroom multiple times in on you and accusing you of witchcraft in your house, which, first of all, mind your business. It's not your house. If you're going to do rituals in the bathroom, you do you. But also, like, mind your business. Stop running into people.
I don't think the husband should not have gotten that upset, because it's a weird situation, and I think responding to it with an equal level of weirdness kind of helps ease the weirdness in a strange way. Yeah.
Yeah, he should have joined in and laughed. Like, why are you angry? The next post is, would I be the asshole for spraying some kid with my garden hose daily after he walks all over our lawn?
I, 37-year-old man, lives with my wife, 37-year-old female, and son and daughter, 9 and 11 years old, respectively. Recently, there has been this kid who comes by our house after playing soccer and either rides his bike or walks over the lawn with his cleats on while on his way home. It started out as me giving him stern looks whenever I saw him, then it slowly progressed to me asking him to just go around. The last time I asked him to stop, he made a point to stomp extra hard and twist his feet in the grass to piss me off. Since then, I've just been hosing him. The first time I sprayed him with the hose, he ran off. But then for some reason, he just started standing there while I hosed him, because he enjoys it. It's now progressed to me sitting on my lawn chair, pointing my hose at him, and him just staring at me while he does so. Sometimes we even make small talk. I'm not gonna lie, it started off as a really bitter relationship, but I've actually gotten to know the kid quite well. We talk for maybe 15 to 20 minutes every day, and he doesn't seem to mind being hosed down after sweating hard playing soccer. He comes by daily and we just shoot the shit while I hose him, and he stands there for a bit. Wife told me I need to stop, even after I explained it to her. She said, I'm making us look like childish idiots. I guess I could stop, but honestly, it's really funny waiting for him to come by, and I see no harm in it. Would I be the asshole?
This is just like straight out of a cartoon. I love it so much. It made me laugh. There is good in the world. I love this.
Nah, bro. Keep going.
Keep going. Especially
honestly, you're giving this kid such a great thing to write a college essay on.
Literally.
And you can point him towards that direction. And I think you should. Because this is like the odd relationships, like when you're walking the streets of New York and you meet somebody and then they just end up being in your life. Like, it's what you need. These are like the weird moments that are like wholesome, kind of little like, what the frickle frackle? And it's just like, cool. Yeah, I'm in support of this. Your wife, I mean, it is weird. It's really weird. But like, ooh, kind of fun.
I think it's fun if the kid enjoys it too.
Maybe invite his parents and the kid over for dinner so it's like you form a genuine relationship. So it's like, this is our bit, but you know, there's actual, like, you know his parents, whatever. Like, there's a relationship there.
You know, it's one thing if, you know, like, out of spite, he just stood there and took it. You know what I'm saying? But, like, now that we're talking to each other, like, am I being hosed for 20? And also, what's your water bill now? You know, like, also, like, is this kid okay? Does he need to be tested for, like, waterborne illnesses?
Ah, the kid's fine.
No, I'm serious. Is he being, like, if he's getting water in his eye, and because that's not filtered water.
Kids grew up drinking hose water.
I did not, babe.
Now.
No, like,
some of us did.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Actually, I don't know. I don't really drink hose water.
Like, do you have a brain-eating amoeba?
There's probably some hose water that got into my mouth when we'd play in the sprinkler outside. But I know people who were like, yeah, we drank the hose water and it was fine. I don't know where they live. Water is different in different places.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Anyways, like, that's a tangent. I digress.
Love the nice little plot twist that they're actually besties now. I feel like that's the water bill might be the only reason the wife is like, hey, you should stop this. But hey, suggestion, if it does get to be too much, water guns. It's gonna be awesome. Ambush the kid, water balloon grenade things, little water gun, toss him one. It would be so much fun. And it's just really funny because I imagined a 37-year-old man with like a 40-hour job having beef with this like middle schooler. And it's so funny to me. Someone needs to make this into a movie.
Yeah, usually I'm not super pro, like, a grown adult beefing with a child. It's like, you're an adult, be mature. But this is a really funny story. This is literally, like, the super wholesome, like, C-plot in an otherwise extremely raunchy Seth Rogen movie. You know, like, it's that kind of cute little, it's like, wait, this is kind of adorable. And honestly, this is the first, I mean, the husband was the one who posted this. This is the first husband that we've had so far that I've been like, yeah, I like you. It's been a lot of asshole husbands thus far in this podcast. But I don't know. I think it's a really wholesome thing. I like what Morgan said about, you know, maybe invite the kid and his parents over for dinner, or like, you know, maybe take it outside of just sitting on the lawn spraying each other. But I think it's really great and wholesome that they formed this kind of chatting relationship. And yeah, I don't think this guy's an asshole. Maybe at some point they were assholes to each other, but now it's evolved past that. Enemies to friends.
Okay, last post, guys. We made it to the end. Am I the asshole for scaring my sister-in-law with a cardboard cutout of The Rock? Me, 32-year-old female, sister-in-law, 43-year-old female, is super nosy. It's come up before, but she's one of those people that will just deny something to the death, no matter how much proof you have, and then get angry at you for not believing in her. At my house, the guest bathroom is partially shared with the master bedroom. The toilet and sink are separate for guests, and then through a door you can like get to the shower or closets in another sink. Then through an additional door is the bedroom, if that makes any sense. Basically, you can get into our bedroom through the bathroom without going through the main door. So when she comes over, she would sometimes take just a little bit too long in the bathroom. During maybe the third or fourth time, I happened to be walking by the bathroom and heard two doors close. I asked if she was looking for something in the bedroom and if I could help her find it. She replied with, "No, why would I go into your bedroom?" and then changed the subject. The next time she was going to come over, I set something small behind the bedroom door to see if it had been opened by the small item being pushed back against it. Later, I could see that it had been, so for me, confirming that she'd been snooping again. I had asked directly if she'd been in our bedroom, and she said something like, "I don't care what's in your bedroom, get over yourself." So yesterday, sister-in-law and brother-in-law came over.
Before that, I ordered a full-size cutout of Dwayne The Rock Johnson, which I placed in our bedroom, facing the bathroom door. About an hour into the visit, she heads into the bathroom. Very shortly after, there's a scream, a thud, and a door slam. She came out, clearly angry. She'd been quite startled and slammed her upper arm into the door frame while turning away from the cutout. Brother-in-law made it worse by asking, "Well, why were you in their bedroom?" But she didn't answer, and they left. She posted on Facebook that she had a big bruise on her arm as a result of my nasty prank. People are saying she could have been hurt worse and that she's too old to be a victim of a childish prank. I feel badly that she was hurt. It wasn't my intention, but I might be the asshole because I think it was hilarious. I'm team you. Like, goddamn, it was an excellent prank. She's an idiot. Like, get the hell out of their room. Like, it's none of your business. And you got what you deserve. She asked you multiple times, and you proceeded to not be truthful. You reap what you sow.
Know that. And, like, aren't you too old to be that nosy? Like,
I agree. Honestly, like, when I was thinking about if I was in your position and if I had a sister-in-law who was snooping through my stuff, I was thinking of, like, way worse things that you could do in terms of, like, getting them to not do that. I feel like, you know, just ordering a cardboard cutout and startling somebody is, like, the least you can do. And the fact that she is overreacting that poorly is kind of funny to me. You know, she just has a victim complex and she got caught lacking, and it's okay. You know, maybe you'll be a Facebook celebrity because of this. I don't know. You know, like, you're kind of an icon. Love it. And I'm sure The Rock is proud of you too.
Speaking of The Rock, I need to know if he's heard about this or if he has any opinion, because maybe, like, this is a way for him to, like, get that's out there. Like, hey, are you worried about nosy in-laws? Are you worried about, like, your mother-in-law showing up to your vacation? Worry no more. Get a cut out of me. I was like, that would be great. But also, this lady obviously messed around and found out, and that's her fault. This was a 10 out of 10 prank, justified, perfectly executed. It was not inherently malicious. Like, she wasn't gonna hurt herself because of the prank. It was only because of her own stupidity.
This is also a little bit beside the point, but I did it specify which Dwayne The Rock Johnson cut out, like, what era, you know?
No idea.
In my head, I'd love to know. I think it's really important if it's the one of, you know, him in, like, the turtleneck and the chain with the fanny pack, or if it's, like, you know, bald him, like, if it's him from, like, the Jumanji movie. Anyways.
Okay, wait, maybe it's him. I think when he was on WWE, when he's, like, wearing, like, the Speedo shorts.
Yeah, and,
like,
the armband,
I'm picturing that. But what if it's, like, his Moana character?
It's him as Maui from but that's beside the point. I'm just having a lot of fun visualizing those different scenarios in my head. But yeah, this to me, this one kind of had the same vibe as the coffee shop fake firing kind of prank. It's like it's not an actual harmful I mean, yeah, the woman hurt herself in this one, but that's like her own fault. But it's an ultimately like harmless prank. It's funny, and it's kind of a clever and a little bit cheeky way to like show people that their actions have consequences. And if you're being a jerk or you're being like super weird and nosy, also, yeah, you're 42. Like, why are you snooping in other people's bedrooms? 43. Why are you snooping in other people's bedrooms? This is a great prank. This was not a mean way to go about this. It was hysterical and it's really, really funny.
Well, that concludes our Am I the Asshole episode. I think what we learned throughout this episode is that men are absolute crap and don't deserve any rights, and
except for the guy spraying the kid.
Yeah. You're different, dude. You're the only guy I'll support throughout all of the ones we've read about. And yeah, guys, thank you for joining us. And more Am I the Asshole episodes to come.